Okay, so are you a secret eater? Now, on a quick side note, there is actually a program in the UK, well, in England, I know, called Secret Eaters, which is actually very interesting and might be worth a watch. Now, we're not going to go into that kind of detail, and it's basically really interesting because it just shows that some people just really aren't aware of how much they're eating. Now, it does tend to go to the extreme in those programs, but we're going to talk a little bit about how this is probably happening to pretty much everybody in some way, okay? Now, you see a lot of the time, you know, people blaming sort of slow metabolism, genetics, etc. And yes, these do have a slight sort of effect and can make it harder. But, you know, a lot of the time it's just people just don't understand and don't realise how much they're eating. And a lot of the time it's these little things that go unnoticed that can make a huge difference, okay? So we're going to talk about a few of those tonight. So I'm pretty sure you can relate to quite a few of these. So the first one is probably the biggest culprit of all, and is peanut butter. So the tablespoon of peanut butter, which is never a tablespoon of peanut butter, because if you actually saw what an actual tablespoon of peanut butter looked like, it's just depressing, basically, because it's basically nothing. So the tablespoon isn't a tablespoon for a start, and then, of course, you always have to lick the spoon afterwards, and, you know, that adds up if you do it a few times a day. And then, you know, it's just things like the biscuits that you have with your tea, the few chocolates or the crisps or the sweets that your coworker offers you a couple of times a day, all the sort of tastes, bites and tries of things. You know, I get this all the time with my mum. Every time I go around my parents and I have food, my mum always nicks my fork and has a bit of my food. If you're doing that a few times a day, it adds up. You know, look at it like, say, if you're cooking your kids dinner and, you know, before you put it out, maybe you nick a few chips. Okay, and then you're clearing it up afterwards, and you know, you have a couple of nuggets because, well, it's only going in the bin, so it'd be crazy to waste it. So, you know, you have a couple of nuggets. Let's say you're pouring out your bowl of cereal or you're pouring out your glass of wine, and it turns out that there's a tiny bit left, or there's a little bit left in the box, or there's a little bit left in the bottle. Well, you might as well finish it, right? Because there's no point in putting that away, is it? You might as well finish it off. But that extra goes unaccounted for, right? Let's say you're baking. And of course, as you do, you lick the spoon and you lick the utensils as you're going along because, well, it's a crime not to, right? But again, it's unaccounted for. If you're doing that 10 times throughout the whole baking process, it's a lot of calories that add up. And I remember seeing, I can't remember who it was, but I remember someone talking about this with regards to one of their clients who was a chef. And it basically, after a lot of digging, sort of they couldn't figure out why she wasn't losing weight, and they found that, you know, she's tasting things all day, you know, and they're only tiny little teaspoons here and there, but if she's doing it for 8-10 hours, it was just an enormous amount of calories that were just going completely unaccounted for, because they almost come under this bracket of mindless. So it's stuff that you're not really thinking about, and you can see this in two ways. Like, the first one is, you know, you have, let's say you have a bag of something, you have a bag of crisps, a bag of nuts, etc. And you're eating them whilst you're doing something else. You're watching TV, you're doing work, you're on the phone. You're not really concentrating, and you almost can't, like, recollect how many you've had, if you know what I mean, because you can't remember actually having any. So, again, it just goes unaccounted for. And the second part of this is quite interesting, actually. It's that a lot of the time, like I say, these things, they just go unnoticed and they don't get accounted for, because if you tend to ask people what they've eaten in a day, they'll tell you the meals and the sort of snacks that were planned. So they'll say, well, for breakfast, I had this. For lunch, I had this. And then they'll say, well, I always have a snack mid-afternoon, which is this. And then I have dinner, which is this. And this is all planned, that they're pre-planned set meals and snacks. But what they forget is this mindless aspect and these unplanned extras, like the ones that we've talked about. All these untracked tastes, licks, bites, these extra little things that aren't planned and are usually done without thinking. But these add up so, so quickly. And, you know, we've talked before about sort of dieting and sort of this whole metabolic adaption as such that you get to dieting. And, you know, in a nutshell, when you diet, your metabolism slows down and your activity drops. So you subconsciously through no thought, and you don't notice it, you move around less. So in a nutshell, you expend less calories. So instantly, your, you know, supposed 500 calorie deficit is now only 300 calories a day. Now, all you have to do is pick a couple of these aspects that we've talked about tonight, and all of a sudden, instantly, pretty much, your 500 calorie deficit is at zero. And you're going to sit there and think, well, I'm doing 500 calories a day, so that's 3,500 a week, so I should lose a pound a week. And you're losing nothing. And again, we get to slow metabolism, genetics, etc., 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 when in matter of fact, we're just not accounting for everything that we're eating. And again, it's these, we all do it, it's just these little things that we totally forget about. And the absolute greatest way to get around this is to do a food diary. And just for a couple of days, write down every single thing that you eat, and you may be surprised.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.